Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and it's time for me to do a bit of chatting about this, that and nothing at all. And I've just finished work, and it's a weird sort of weather time here at the moment in Spain, because it's been pissing down the rain. And as I said this morning on Twitter, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's pissing down the rain and you're expecting it to be sunny, and you wake up, look outside and see these dark clouds out there, and I kind of makes you feel a bit fed up really, doesn't it? Anyway. So, what I've been up to? Well, over the last couple of days, I've done a lot of reading. Well, sort of reading. I've been listening to an audiobook, and it's been called Ender's Game. And the reason it was out there, people talking about it, because it's like about 25 years old or something like that. Anyway, there's an anniversary for it, and I started reading it, and I really, really enjoyed it. And the book that I listened to was great, because at the end of the book there was some commentary by the author, a fellow called Mr. Scott, I can't remember his first name now, and it was great to hear what he said about the story and how he sort of got it published in the first place, and how it started off as a short story and then it turned into a novel. And I must say I really enjoyed it, and I'm actually quite interested in reading the sequel to it. So something like about Speaker for the Dead or something like that it's called. Anyway, so I might well listen to see if I can get my hands on that next book from Scott and, well, whatever his name is. I might see if I can get that other book and have a listen to that as well. And you know what? It's great listening to books rather than actually reading, because I can do it while I'm out walking with the dog. And obviously, you know, as you know, I'm always out walking with the dog. And I can basically be doing other things. Well, actually, sometimes I can't. You know, you're supposed to be able to do other things while you're listening to a book. Well, it depends on how involved and how good the story is. Sometimes I can walk along while I'm listening to podcasts, and I'm listening away, and maybe I wander off in my head a couple of times and come back to it, and depends on what's in the podcast and everything else. But with this story, I found yesterday, maybe it's because I was a bit tired as well, I couldn't be farted about to, couldn't be asked to do anything else work-wise. I actually sort of got into the story and I sat there and I was listening to it, and it was great. And what else have I been doing? Well, I'm making a video. I made a video today about Drafts, which is an application I have on my iPhone and my iPad. And I'd love to see something like this for the Mac as well. And it's a different way of thinking about getting your text into your computer, into your iOS device. And it is really good. Because, I mean, that text that you put in there, it could be destined for anywhere, really, couldn't it? You could be wanting to send it off as a tweet. You might want to send it to Facebook. You might want to send it to a text file someplace or other. You might want to go to Dropbox. You might want it to go into Evernote. And it depends on what the text is for. And, of course, the other good thing is, if you're using Drafts, is that one bit of text going to a number of different places. Quite often, what I find that I do is I'll do a tweet. So that's going to be the 140 characters. And then what I'll do is I'll add a bit more to it, and then that will be good to go off to send to Facebook or to app.net. And app.net lets me send something up to 256 characters. So I'm sort of counting the characters as we go along there. So I might do the 256 characters next and then add more to it again even, and then send that out to Facebook. It'd be nice if I was able to send more stuff out to Google Plus, but Google Plus doesn't seem to have many hooks going into it at the moment. So a lot of things with Google Plus, you kind of have to actually go to the app and get in there. And, well, I don't always have it open. And I'm trying to open it more, because there's quite a few things with Google Now and Google Plus coming along. That's making the app and the whole thing of Google looking quite interesting. It will be even more so interesting if I was to be thinking about getting into buying an Android phone. I'm still toying with the idea of getting the Samsung Galaxy S3. I wouldn't go for the S4 because it's just going to be the same sort of thing but more expensive, and maybe there's a few extra bits and pieces in there, but I'm really not too bothered about it, quite honest. And it would still be a good upgrade for me in terms of the difference between it and what I'd be able to do with the iPhone 4 that I have at present. But on the other hand, sometimes I keep thinking about this and deciding whether I should or not. And of course, money's a bit tight at the moment, and I should be doing full 8-hour days at the moment. I'm still on the 4 hours because there's not really that much work at the campsite. And well, I've got to sort of make the money last as long as possible. And I've got a wedding to go to in July, at the end of July, in Estonia, and that's going to cost a bit. So I've got to sort of think about what I'm going to do, and to a certain extent I can get by with my iPhone 4. It would be nice if I was able to hit the microphone key on the keyboard on the device and be able to go straight into either Siri or to do some dictation, because I prefer dictating everything wherever possible. And I can't do that on the iPhone 4. If I want to do any dictation, what I have to do is I have to go into the Dragon Dictation application and then do the dictating, copy it, and then I can paste it into wherever. Although I can send tweets directly from the app, so that's not too bad. So it's not bad really. I can do some of the things that I want to do with the iPhone 4. But do you know what it's like though? When you see these are the new things, that you want something new and exciting, something different, something shiny, and it's a new toy. That's what I'm thinking of, really, you know. And maybe that's what's making me think about getting a new device. Okay, so where am I at the moment? I am near to the beach. I'm right by the port because I've just finished work. I'm out walking the dog following my stint in the campsite. And at the moment I can see that they're putting up a new sort of place for having drinks and whatever else. It looks quite good actually. What they do is they put up a temporary sort of building, then they put up a bit of a wooden frame out front and put sort of canopy things on there, and they put the chairs out, and it's quite pleasant really. Not really made use of these things very much myself, but I'm sure the holidaymakers really really like it. And I've just got a nice sign up there. I can't actually read what it says on the design actually of the sign, but it looks pleasant. It's got some good colours on there. A nice turquoise sort of blue with black and then some orange and green. Well, it's looking lovely, but I can't read it, so I have to go a bit closer maybe. And then there's a machine on the beach as well, and the machine is sort of doing something or other. I think it might be sort of flattening out the sand, because what happens is during the winter time the sand gets all sort of rucked up by the wind and the waves, and then they have to sort of do something to tidy it up and make it suitable for the summertime. Well, there you go. So this is me having a bit of a chat and talking about this, that and whatever. What else am I doing? Well, I've been downloading some applications. I was quite pleased to be able to download a beta test version of OmniFocus, the latest version, which is version 2. And it does look in some ways better than the old version, because I was a bit disappointed with the old version after using the version on the iPad. Now, the version on the iPad's great. There's a couple of things it doesn't do though. So for instance, if I want to have a template for a particular task, I can't do that for some reason on the iPad. I tried making a duplicate, but I can't. Maybe I'll find out if there's some other way of doing it. I don't want to go through each of the actions individually and do duplicates. I can do that, but I want to do a whole sort of proper thing full of duplicates and do it all together to save myself a lot of time, because I've got different, say I've got about 10, 12 actions in this here, and it's basically what I have when I'm working on some YouTube projects and I want to make sure I get everything done. So there you go, that's what I've been doing with that, and I've been trying that briefly, and I should probably have a bit more of a play with it later on when I get back home. And not only that, but another one that has been of interest is the Byword application. I got an email from the developer asking me if I'd like to try out the beta version of that as well. So I've downloaded the new beta version of that for the Mac, and I've registered to be able to get my iPad on their registration for the developer's registration on the iPad, and maybe I'll be able to get a download of that as well and be able to try the two things out together. Do kind of need to be able to try those things out together, because that's something I like about Byword. It's the fact you can be working on something on your iPad or your iPhone and using your keyboard, or you could be sort of you could be doing whatever you're doing with it anyway. And then you go back home, and as soon as you open up Byword at home, open up Byword, and there it is. You're ready to go with the thing that you've been working on already. And that is just fabulous.